When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Pastor Sherry Grant from Maximum Life Christian Church, and I'm on Jerry Roy's Live Worldwide.
You are listening to PositivePower21.org with Jerry Royce.
What up? It's your boy Kano Kingston.
Hi, this is Angel Session.
Hey, this is Cox.
Hi, I'm Teresa Powell.
Hi, Jerry. This is Iowa Sandra Carter.
Hi, this is Phil Powers.
Hello, this is Teresa Barbie with Jerry Royce Live.
Hi, I'm Philip Barron. I'm live on the Jerry Royce Show.
Hey, what do you do? This is Boy Houston Saint.
Peace, this is Dolly, the poet, spoken word artist.
Hello, this is Lamar Marquise with Jerry Royce Live.
All right, everyone. You got Robin in, and I'm keeping it live right now on Jerry Royce Live.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's up? This is award-winning podcast with the greatest podcast on earth. Thank you for stopping by. I'm your host, Jerry Royce Live Worldwide on internet radio. where you get your positive on. So when it's all positive, it's all power. That's positive power. This is a worldwide podcast for growth, wealth, and success. Thank you.
Think you know how drugs get in those little brown bottles? Think again. Set in the green hills of western New Jersey, inside the gilded halls of power of a U.S. pharmaceutical company where decisions are worth billions of dollars and human lives worth less. Nicholas Harding, a young executive at Marshall Pharmaceutical, finds his career, family, and life in jeopardy. The Farmhouse, a suspense thriller novel by Bill Powers, published by Donna Inc. Publications, available at Amazon.com or DonnaInc.org. Go to Bill's webpage at www.authorbillpowers.com.
You are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's me, Jerry Royce Live Worldwide on PositivePower21.org. Thank you for tuning in. And tonight we got a special guest that's right here on PositivePower21.org. Can you feel the power? Can you feel the power 21? That's right, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am Jerry Royce Live. I'm worldwide. I am blessed. I'm ready to get this show on the way. Tonight, we have special guests right here in Baltimore. You know, we don't have an opportunity to have our home girls and our home guys on this show. I don't know where everybody is right now, but tonight we got a special guest. We're so happy to have her. It's Pastor Sherry Grant. She's here to promote her new play. It's being featured here on August 22nd. That's right, at the MLCC Theater, Maximum Life Christian Church, right on Woodlawn Drive, 1928 Woodlawn Drive. That's right, right here in Baltimore. Nothing to be afraid of, y'all. The riots is over. It was only two blocks. I keep telling y'all that. Pastor Sherry Grant, welcome to Positive Power. How you doing tonight?
I'm good, Jerry. How are you?
I'm awesome, awesome. Just got off of the gridiron. I'm tired. You got to support your community. You have to support the community.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're so glad to have you. Now, it's beautiful out, 90-something degrees today, steamy Baltimore, humid weather, but it's all mm-hmm. good, right? Get a little mm-hmm. taste of the end of the summer, which we mm-hmm. like. It was like jungle-like weather, but, you know, it's Baltimore for you, right? That's Baltimore.
Yes.
All right, now we're ready to kick up the first question. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, the first question is, who is Pastor Sherry Grant?
I am a wife, a mother, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, I am a pastor by function. But the funny thing is, people look at me all the time and say, I don't look like a pastor. And I laugh and say, what does a pastor look like anyway? Because God can use anybody. I am a daycare director, and I'm a playwright.
That's a lot of shoes, a lot of hats to wear.
Yeah.
Now, I know being a director is not that easy because, you know, I had kids that were going to those places. You know, some of them were smaller, you know, shops, and some were, you know, a lot larger, dealing with a lot of, you know, personalities and everything.
Yes.
So are you the owner of the you said 47 people?
47 children.
So are you the entrepreneur behind this, or are you working for an entrepreneur?
This is actually, my parents built this center 21 years ago. They built the center. So it's actually on the same property as the church. So we have five acres there on Woodlawn Drive, and the daycare is part of that property.
Remarkable. Yes. Now, A lot of churches struggle with that part of the business. Does it take a really long time to get that up and running? I mean, cause I know you have your core members, and you kind of rely on them to network for you. But, you know, how
you're
was it
talking
for
about
your
for
parents?
The child care center? For the child care center?
Mm-hmm.
The child care center has actually been a really profitable business down through the years. It is something that people always need, and, you know, by us being close to Social Security and so many businesses, people need child care, and we offer Christian child care. So it's a Christian environment. And so that's a market that, you know, seems to have a lot of people who are interested. And they, you know, they want their children in a Christian environment where we pray and we teach Christian principles. And that's important to a lot of people. So we've been blessed. We've been blessed.
Yes, it is very important. Now, a lot of churches have went down that road trying to start church school. Have you guys tried that out yet?
No, we just done the early childhood education part of it.
That's a bigger niche market. So when the kids graduate off to pre-K or kindergarten, so you just lost that. That client is gone. Can't get them back.
Yes.
No first grade, no second grade.
Yes. No.
So have you guys looked into it? Did you, you know, research it? Like
I think my parents did at one time. My parents, they moved to Florida 8 years ago and started a ministry there, Maximum Life Orlando. And
wow.
So my father is a bishop, and he has 11 churches under him. So so he's there in Orlando, and I'm, you know, I've been pastoring for 8 years now, just trying to get my feet wet and, you know, trying to walk in some big shoes, you know, that my parents, you know, left. So I haven't ventured out to do anything outside of, you know, the church and the daycare center and the ministry of, you know, plays that God has, you know, birthed in me. And I've been doing plays for 20 years now. The first play I did down at the First Mariner Arena. It was the Baltimore Arena then, and it was in 2000. It was called Preacher's Kids, and it starred a little group you might know of called Destiny's Child. Beyonce herself was in it. That was 15 years ago. And John Witherspoon from the Wayans Brothers, he was in it, and he's also a Preacher's Kid. And he actually traveled with the play for that following year. We went on the road, and we had Debbie Winans, Michael and Regina Winans, Tanya Blunt from Sister Act, and John Witherspoon with that play, Preacher's Kids.
Wow, amen.
Yeah.
Wow, so you have some history in it. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have your own theater that's in the church?
Well, the church is converted into a theater. We have, my father always allowed me to exercise the gifts that I had. So when he was still here before they moved to Florida, my parents allowed us to put stage lighting in, you know, so we kind of have a whole setup there that's just, you know, unique just for theater. So we're able to convert it. And when people come to the place, they say, oh, my gosh, where's your church? And we're like, it's right here.
Wow.
Right here. It's just amazing to see the things that, you know, we're able to do in that one space.
How many people can the building hold for production?
250 people.
Wow, that's not bad at all. That's about the size of most of the United Methodist churches, right? Yeah, they hold like 300. Wow, that is great.
Yeah.
Because actually, I attend Martin Luther King United Methodist Church down the road from you for a number of years.
Oh, okay.
My wife and I actually got married there. So, so your church, been on Woodlawn Drive for how long now, you said?
We've been there for 20 years.
20 years.
The church has been around for 30 years. We just celebrated 30 years.
Wow.
Just this past week.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, did your dad, is he the founder of?
Yes.
Of
my mom and dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pastor
Mariel Johnson.
Wow, that is incredible. And you said he has 11 other churches under him.
Yes.
Impressive. Yes. So dad's kind of like an entrepreneur in a way then.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So is that his background? I mean, you know, did he come from a family of entrepreneurs?
Not really. He's definitely a trendsetter. He graduated from Johns Hopkins University back in the early 70s, late 60s.
Yeah,
and he He's done a whole lot of things in the, you know, corporate world, and ministry was always over his life, so mm-hmm. he could never escape ministry, even wow. with his, you know, business background. He had one of yeah. the first black recording studios in Baltimore, Maryland.
Get out of
here. Wow. So I come yeah. from a very creative family. My brother, yeah. He's the musical director for my plays, and he writes all the music, and he is awesome. You've got to come and just see and witness it. It's amazing. Yeah. We often hear people come and they say, oh my goodness, this, I was not expecting this. This was something on the level of something that you would see at the Lyric,
oh my God.
You know, at one of these theaters. Yeah. And we've done those type of theaters before, but, God has blessed us with our own venue, and yeah. you know, we're able to do what we need to do right on our own property, and it's a blessing.
Well, Positive Power is definitely interested in being there, especially to get, you know, to get the reaction of the crowd and get some
yes.
interviews done. So we want to represent the press, black press, independent
yes.
media. So you know, so
yes.
we can get
this
in
is
going to
be a live recording yeah. too, Jerry. This is a live.
I heard.
Video.
I'm looking at it
yeah.
right now. Special live
yeah.
video recording. Now, is
yes.
this going to stream on Vimeo, pay-per-view? So where can people find it?
No, it's not going to stream. We're just going to we're going to have it all packaged up, and then DVDs will be on sale.
Okay, we got to talk.
Yeah,
we
got to
talk
that.
After the show.
Okay.
It's a marvelous thing available for a talent like you. But you got to show, you got to sell it to the world. You know, streaming.
Yeah.
So we'll talk
yeah.
about that when the show over. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, we really, this is so exciting. I can't wait. Because Angie's always promoting that. I got to take my hat off. Angie's always pushing. You got to come to my play. But
she's
it's always
awesome.
The timing.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Timing was
she's
always
awesome.
Bad. I was either going out of town or something was going on that same night. And I think now, are you just doing one night performances? Is that right?
Yes, this is one night. Yeah, this is actually a back by popular demand. So we did this play already, and
mm-hmm.
we did a run of it before in May, and we did a two nights. We did a weekend.
Oh, this must have been the one
show.
I missed. Okay, so this is Watch
mm-hmm.
Out for Fake Friends.
Watch
Tickets
out
on
for
sale
Fake Friends.
Now, MaximumLifeChurchBaltimore.com. That's where you can find the tickets. MaximumLifeChurchBaltimore.com. And it's going to be hot. Wow,
it's
I got a good
starring.
Feeling about this play.
Can I tell you some people that are starring?
Yeah, name the people. We're going to take a quick break, but go ahead and name the
okay.
people.
Richard Burton, he played a character on a little show you may have heard of called The Wire.
The
from
Wire.
From HBO. Yes, he played
that
a character named Shamrock. And
Shamrock.
Richard is amazing. Richard is, he's awesome. We have another young lady by the name of Lily Russell. She toured with us for Preacher's Kids.
Mm-hmm.
She can sing. Richard can sing. The whole cast is so talented. Angie Marrero, who you know.
She's
yeah,
our,
she Latino,
dance up off, yeah.
our Latino secret weapon. She is awesome.
Yeah,
we have a young lady named Kiki, and she's a dynamic singer as well. She
mm-hmm.
sings with Ricky Dillard and New G. So we have an awesome cast, all-star cast.
Yes, yeah, sounds like it. So how big is the cast? How many people are we expect to see on stage?
Five people.
Love it.
It's one of the smallest casts I've ever had before, but it is powerful.
Yeah. So you wrote the screenplay?
Yes.
Oh. Wow. So are you an actor also? Actress?
Yes, I played two characters in this play.
Oh, show off.
So
what happened? You couldn't find nobody. So what you couldn't
no.
find anyone in the cast, or you just knew you were brilliant enough to play two parts.
I would not say that in those terms. I wouldn't put it that way, but
it's what it is, right?
I can do what I can do.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, we're ready to take a small musical break on Positive Power 21.org. We'd like to introduce the independents. This young lady right here has been blowing the charts off, and anybody, you got to apologize if I name the songs wrong, because I'm dealing with my laptop. The type is so small for my bad eyes. But I'm looking at I'm Praying for You by Kimberly. She, I mean, people have been asking about this all the time. They want to know when is she's torn. When is she coming into Baltimore, all right, East Coast? Soon, y'all, soon. We're working on her. And before we take our music break, I just want to remind everybody, please go out to Sector 7, Inc. That's right, Sector 7, Inc., INC.com, and click on the talent search. They have a talent search going on right now. I wish I could pull up more information, but my main server is down right now, so I'm actually just working off my memory. But you're also going to go to PositivePower21.org, and you can view the video, which is starring Jay-Z, and I also think that our super producer, K.O. Cates, is on there also. He's been here on the show talking about, you know, what's going on with the talent search. Don't forget about his nonprofit, BridgeTheGap.org. You know, if you're interested in bringing a special curriculum to your school system where the kids can identify, you know, because what they do, they take a mixture of hip-hop and education and combine it all, and the kids are able to excel in whatever grade level they are in, and they guarantee it. So check that out. It's BridgeTheGap.org, and it's all been set up and financed by my man Kevin K.O. Cates. You probably know him as the super producer for T.I. That's right. He was responsible for T.I. being a platinum artist back in his early times. All right. And also one of the highest grossing album sales for, I think, for whatever label they were under at the time. All right. So let's listen to Kimberly real quick, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the other wonderful things going on. All right. Here we go. I'm Praying For You by Kimberly.
The truth, but they blind to the proof. Analyze the crazy things that's destroying the youth. Believe in the power that you have inside. You can break my things, but you can't break my pride. I'd rather find the light than sit and die inside. I'd rather fight the war, I never run and hide. Used to think that life ain't have a lesson. Sitting alone, I never thought to count my blessings. Stressing, now I hold the word in my possession. Just another way for me to deal with my depression. See, people get caught up in the world of pain. All they do is lose none of the things to gain. No regrets for the life that's living in shame. Gotta change yourself before you put in the sight of his aim.
I'm praying. Hey, hey, this is director, producer Alan Wills, and I am on Positive Power 21 with Jerry Royce Live. And when I'm online, I listen to Jerry Royce Live at www.spreaker.com/positivepower21.org. Y'all heard?
Hey, everyone. This is Tanika Gonzalez, spoken word poet. Whenever I'm online, I'm always listening to Jerry Royce Live. You can find Jerry on www.speaker.com. Positive Power 21.
You are listening to Jerry Royce Live Worldwide Podcast.
All right, you tell him, Robot. You tell him, Tanika. That's right, Jerry Royce Live Worldwide right here, Positive Power. We want to thank everybody that we met at the African American and Authors Empowerment Expo that was in Timonium, Maryland. We met author of the Single Mother's Book, Aria Craig. We want to say hi to her. Artistic Word Publishing, Carla Dean, and her man Kenneth Neal was there pushing his book. We want to say hello to Derek Quick. That's right. He's one of the videographers that was there. And we want to say hi to Sean Mason Spence. That's right, the comedian, holistic nutritional coach, healthy living expert. Can't wait to get her on Positive Power. And again, that's Sean Mason Spence. That's right. Hello to all those people. And we can't wait to have them on Positive Power. Oh, and I can't forget about my man. That's right, author of Get Up. That's right, Rodney C. Flowers, international best-selling author. That's right. He was in the house, and he had his nephew there showing his nephew how to do business, how to vend it. It was so nice to see that his favorite uncle. He had his only uncle was there to teach him how to do vendoring, how to push some books on people. That's right. So thank you, everybody, for having us out there. And we appreciate what Patricia Johnson and her husband is doing. I think it was their 6th annual expo, so we hope she keep that thing going. Don't forget, we got the Baltimore Book Festival coming up soon. And then we have C3, which is Creatures, Creativity, and Crime. That's going to be coming up soon. That's going to be out in Hunt Valley. That's in September 25th. That's coming up soon. And then we also have the Bowie. Bowie's going to have a big book festival coming. So look for all that stuff. You want to find out what's going on, all right, Google book festivals or book expos in the Maryland area. They all come very close together, all of them, all around September. So that's when all the action is in the Maryland area. It's September for the authors. All right, so that's about at least 3 or 4 big ones coming to this area. We can't wait to meet all our Facebook friends that are pushing books out there in the world. All right, we're talking to Sherry Grant. That's right, she's a stage playwriter. She has a play that's playing right now. It's starting August 2nd. She said it's 22nd, August 22nd.
Yeah,
watch out for fake friends. And it's at her place, her theater. That's right, Maximum Life Christian Center. You got to come out, check it out. It's going to be a packed house. All right, you excited, Pastor Shaw? You excited?
I'm very excited. I can't wait for people to see this one. Yeah, it is real. It deals with a real subject. You know, a lot of people have been, hurt by fake friends. So, the play, it is resonating with a lot of people because a lot of people really don't really know what to watch out for, and this play addresses it. One of the lines that Richard Burton says in the play is, watch how a person responds when the Lord blesses you, and that'll tell you if that person is really for you.
Yeah,
and for many of us,
that.
We find that people are around us and they call themselves our friends. But when God starts blessing us, we see a spirit of jealousy and envy. And we see sadness, that competitive nature come out of them. Mm-hmm. And that's one of those signs we need to watch out for when we talk about fake friends.
That's the same. So what compelled you to write this play? I mean, how long ago was it when you penned this?
I wrote this play last year.
Really?
Last
year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You're fantastic.
Yep.
Wow.
And it comes from real life situations,
Oh, God.
I hate to tell you, but I've had some fake friends, you know.
Oh, no, no, Pastor Shai, no.
Oh, yeah. But
man.
I like to use the experiences that I've been through to help somebody else. And, you know, I put that pen to the paper, and I'm able to see people blessed as a result of the pain and the lessons that I've learned.
Mm-hmm. But guess what the biggest blessing was? Those
what?
Fake friends gave you some material.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They gave you some content.
That's
yeah,
right.
Now,
that's
man,
right.
Look what's about to happen now. You're about to go live video recording performance. This thing
yes.
going worldwide. Everybody's mm-hmm. going to want it. Eventually,
yep.
you're probably going to be streaming it. Everybody's going to
mm-hmm.
get to see it. See, look, they bless you, you know.
That's
hey,
right.
Go ahead and be fake. Go ahead and be fake.
Definitely
you know,
a blessing. There's a blessing in all of it, you know. There's
that's
a lesson
right.
and a blessing.
Amen. So we're going to mm-hmm. be there August 22nd, 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So the doors open at 8 or the stage curtains go
the
back
the doors
at
open
o'clock.
At 7:30. Doors open at 7:30, yes. The show starts
at 8. So you got to put this stuff on the fly. You know how black people are. We're going to be showing up at 8. You're like, wait a minute, where's everybody?
Show up at late. If they show up late, the show must go on. As my mother would say, one monkey don't stop no show.
That's right. I come early anyway because I got to have set up and I got to have a good seat. I'm kind of funny about where I sit at.
Mm-hmm. Well, every seat in the house is good. Every seat
yeah.
in the house is good.
Well,
yeah.
Well for me, I just got to make sure I'm there. My exit, you know, my exit, I got to have a seat where I can see everybody coming in.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I am. Well,
and
awesome.
Then we are having a reception afterwards. You know, we'll have some refreshments, and you'll be able to mingle and meet the cast. And like you said, some video testimonials from people. We're going to get that
yeah.
as well.
So you're going to do all of that?
Yes.
You're not going to be tired?
No.
Wow. That's awesome. So everybody get a chance to get autographs and hugs and smiles.
Yes.
And,
yes.
and selfies and all. Yeah, you got to make room for the selfies.
Exactly, yes.
That's right. So it's going to be a line. Mr. Burton roped off. You're going to have like a red velvet rope leading him.
Mr. Burton is he's very much a people person, so he would not have that. He will come down and hug everybody. He is Mr. Baltimore.
That is awesome. Yeah, that was one of my favorite shows, I have to say. The Wyatt. I think I was.
Yeah.
Blew to that for several years. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. He's awesome. He is awesome. And you're going to see his character is something else. He plays Reggie Brown. He plays an NFL player. And
mm-hmm.
he's quite the character in
uh-oh.
The show. He's
uh-oh.
Quite the character.
She kept dropping in and out. But I want to ask you a quick question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's your formula to writing a successful play? I mean, what are you doing? I mean, where are you in your mind? You know, what you do? Do you reserve a reservation at a hotel? Are you there for 3-4 days? Or you're in your basement? What's going on with your mind when you're writing?
No, the way it works for me is. I'm always inspired first by a title. So I'll get like a catchy title in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And when I get the title in my mind, then the characters just start developing. And I just sit down and take time, and it becomes one of those things where I'll work on a scene one day and I'll leave
mm-hmm.
it alone. And then I'll come back, you know, and so I don't force it. I don't force it that I let it kind of organically happen. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll get another idea to add
wow.
to it.
So
there's really no rhyme or reason to it. I just have to be inspired, you know, and
yeah.
usually it starts with me with a title. I get a
okay.
title first.
Yeah, I hear that with authors. They do that too. Some
mm-hmm.
buy a book cover and work from the book cover. I hear that
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So how long did it take you to finish writing this one?
It took me about 3 months.
Hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
About 3 months. About three
anything
months.
Anything else? Anything else
sometimes,
on the table right now?
Always. Always.
The mind doesn't stop working, huh?
Yeah, it never stops. It completely never stops. People are so inspiring, you know, situations you deal with, things you go through, and people can relate to them. And so I've written probably 24 plays.
Wow.
Up till this point, maybe even more. But all of my plays have to deal with relationships. One of the biggest plays that I did outside of the Preacher's Kids play was Don't Give That Man a Thing Till He Gives You a Ring.
Mm.
When we did that show, we had so many people come in to that show that we had to do another show that night at 11 o'clock.
Wow.
We had fathers bringing their daughters. It was, it was so incredible. The response that we got from it. I graduated from Willan High School in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And when I graduated, they still gave me place to come back and share things that I was doing. So when we did Don't Give That Man a Thing Till He Gives You a Ring, they promoted it at the school. So we had so many families coming. I'm telling you, it was amazing, Jerry, to see the fathers bringing their daughters to, you know, to hear a message like that. And that's what inspires me to keep doing it, you know, that it's not about fame, it's not about money. It really is about making an impact in the lives of people.
That's right, serving. That's right, serving.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I actually mentor at this school. We actually have a program at the agency where we actually adopted the school, and we you know, we helped them with career day and different events, AVID program. We mentored to the athletes. I've been doing that for about a good 3 years now.
Wow.
Not that much this year since they changed administration, but we're going to be sitting down with them probably in September to see how we can support them more. But it was really great working with those kids. Actually, the Second Chance program was one of my favorite, and I think I'm going to try to get back with that one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some of my best friends graduated from Whitman. So played football and everything. All right, I think we may have Angie on here. One of your actors or actresses on here. Let's see who it is. All right, 330-410-330. You one of the actress or actors on the stage play?
I'm not sure. I told you I posted it on my page, so it could be anybody listening.
Yeah, this is a Baltimore number, so I don't get a lot of Baltimore calls.
Yeah, I don't think that's one of them.
Okay. So that might be just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I did see Andy, my car kept dropping in and out, so I don't know what's going on with her phone. It wasn't, didn't like her that much. All right, it's cool. All right, but that is so awesome. We can't wait to see this play. Now, what are people going
to
walk away? What do you think they're going to walk away with after this play? What are they going to be saying?
They're going to walk away wanting to buy the DVD. They're going to walk away telling their friends, you should have come to see this. They're going to walk away. For me, I have a lot of people who call my plays and the Maximum Life Theater their secret, secret place, their secret gym. They're going to walk away telling other people about what's going on there. They're going to leave inspired. They're going to be parts in the play that you might cry. You're going to laugh your head off, but it's also going to it's going to challenge you about what kind of friend are you. It's going to cause you to do some inward searching to really realize, you know, the relationships you're in, who's like that person in your life. Because I think everybody has that friendship that's really not moving them in the right direction. And this play is going to kind of bring that out.
I got a personal question for you, Pastor.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of us, we're really connected with social media now. And you know, just think about, you know, most of the people we've made friends with, or, you know, I wouldn't say they were forced friendships, but, yeah, something in common at the time you were going to school, you know, whether it was middle school, high school, college. And then, you know, when you move into your life, you kind of lose touch with some of those people because I think at the time you did have something in common with you know, whether you're mm-hmm. into a gym together or talk about music. And now, you're running your own church. You're producing. So you're a busy person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you have five friends on one hand? Can you say that? Really good friends.
I can say that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, let's look at the other hand. Now, I'm not sure how often you're on Facebook. I guess that's the personal question. Like, you know, how many have you made, like, really, really good friends on social media that's not in this area? Has that happened to you yet?
Have I made good friends?
Yeah, made a really good friend and connected with somebody on Facebook.
I have. Yep,
isn't that incredible,
I
though? I mean, yes. Really good. I mean, like, how good is it? How good is the friendship?
I would say good, really good. I would really say I think that's one of the reasons why I'm an advocate of social media. You know, a lot of people say negative things about it, but mm-hmm. it's all in how you use it and how you put yourself out there and how you don't put yourself out there, you know, how much mm-hmm. you do share. But yeah. I believe that I've gained some good connections and good friendships from, you know, just sincere people. Even when it comes to my plays, there are people who I would never expect to support me. And when they show up at the play, that does something to me. Because friendship is more to me about what you do than what you say.
I'm getting chills because
I have a lot of people who tell me that they're my friend, or a lot of people that tell me that they love me, but their actions don't show it. And so I've grown to understand that, you know, love and friendship and relationship is more than just a whole bunch of talk. You know, talk mm-hmm. is cheap. But when we really, really, you know, demonstrate our love, that's when you can call somebody your friend.
Yeah. Cause this is your baby, really. I mean, you know, your stage play. So let's talk about this, back up a little bit. Now, what's your baby, your real baby? Is it the theater, your stage mm-hmm. plays, or mm-hmm. the church? Which one is it all together? It's all Pastor Sherry Grant.
With the church, I feel as though I am in the position of Joshua, that mm-hmm. I'm carrying the mantle of Moses, my father, you know. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
You know, it is dear to my heart. It is something that I definitely do from my heart. But when it comes to my baby, you know, my baby is, you know, the gift that God has given me of writing.
That's probably
because,
so when people
because
support
I'm
you,
able to, yeah, that, yeah.
So when people support you and they come far and they were your Facebook friend and they said they were coming in, so what does that do to you, you know, when you see that person? You know, just met them, you know, in real life, but basically they're your friend online. But now they showed up. I mean, how mm-hmm. does that make you feel?
That encourages me. That really does encourage me, especially as an African American female.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from Baltimore. You know, a market where, you know, artists don't even really want to come to Baltimore because, you know, we're known to have a crab mentality and to not
yeah.
support things and to not want to pay for things. And, you know, so artists will go to D.C. before they come to Baltimore because there is a known thing about this area that people won't, you know, put their money where their mouth is.
Yes, yeah,
and so
you
for
see.
Me, it's, you know, even in the body of Christ, you know, we deal with that, you know, where people say that they're your brother, they say your
mm-hmm.
sister, they're your sister, and, you know, social media, you know, that gives you no excuse not to say that you don't know what's going on.
Right.
So, you know, I'm even encouraged by the people who will take the flyer and share it. You know, you might
mm-hmm.
not come, you might not be able to come, but you share the flyer, you share that. That says a lot
that's
to
right.
me that, you know, that you are, you know, demonstrating your friendship and your support. And, I try to do the same with people as well. There are people that do plays in the Baltimore area. I don't even know them personally, but I will purchase a ticket. I will, you know, take the time out and go and support what it is that they have done because, you know, I believe in reaping and sowing, you know, and
right.
that, you know, God will reward you when you sow into another person. So I think that's very important
right.
for
Amen.
Us to support one another. But it does
that's
my
right.
heart good when people show up. It says a lot.
You're right. They your friend on social media, and they said they're gonna support you. I mean, just like when I was invited to go to the African American Authors Empowerment Expo by a person I'm doing business with now, and she said, "Oh, you really should come. You really." And I almost didn't make it because I was spending too much time with my son trying to get his PlayStation thing straight. You know, mm-hmm. I almost didn't make it. So I said, "Oh, there's one more hour left. This is probably the best time to go. They're finishing up rendering, and they have time to talk to me." So I show up, and then a very special friend is there. You know, someone who I've been trying to meet for the longest time. I thought she was going to be at the Harlem Book Festival. She didn't make it, but she made it to this because I saw it on her post, and I was like, wow, the connection was so real. You know, even though we're on a different side of the world when it comes to our football teams, because she's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. You know, I'm Baltimore Raven, you know, purple black. But still, you know, the love is there. You know, it's like we just clicked so well. It was just remarkable, you know. And we joke around, you know, a lot, you know, online. And it was the same offline, you know, being real. So that was like a wonderful feeling to see her, you know. So that was awesome.
Yeah, it's just nice to be nice.
Yeah, and it's been over a year since we've been, you know, doing business online together. You know, I support her publishing company. So that was awesome. So I never feel, you get chills, you know, when the people show up, you know.
Yeah, awesome. You really do.
Yeah.
I met somebody on Facebook, and I never really, like, had much dealings with this person. And I had to preach at a church. And when I went there, that person actually came and has been a big supporter, has come to different plays that I've had and things like that as a result of just the connection on, you know, social media. So, yeah, I would say that you can make real friends on there.
You can. Now, it looks like somebody did join us. It could be part of your cast. I think Martin Carlos, that sounds familiar to you?
Say it again.
Carlos Martin. 408. That sound familiar to you?
No.
No. Okay. All right. That's not a Baltimore number. So maybe they borrowed somebody's phone. Okay. So many people popping in and out. I'm not going to just click on and say hello because they know most of them. I don't take callers anyway. We just do the show.
Okay. Yeah.
But we really appreciate you. Now we're going to do a quick commercial break, and we want to get your final thoughts, and also, you know, you didn't print on your flyer how much the show cost.
$25.
You guys hear that? $25 for awesome, awesome play. You're going to walk out with a strong, positive message, right?
And you got to get it online now because if you come to the door, it's going to be $30 at the door. So go on MaximumLifeChurchBaltimore.com. And purchase your tickets. Even if you can't come, buy a ticket for somebody else.
Support the cause. That's right.
Yes.
All right. We got a big song. We got a song called Jesus is Coming Soon by Angel Sessions. And this is not her latest release, but it's one of them that was just released off her EP. But we just love Angel Sessions from the Bay Area. That's right. She's from the West Coast. And she's doing some big things. We saw all over Facebook. She's always number one, number five on Amazon when it comes to these singles. So let's support Angel Session. Let's listen to Jesus is Coming Soon. Here we go.
Don't delay giving up. Be strong and lift him up. Because he's the power of life.
right. That's Angel Sessions. That's right. Jesus is coming soon. She's a big supporter of PositivePower21.org with Jerry Royce Live Worldwide. Don't forget about the rest of the cast. That's right. The radio cast right here on Positive Power. We got Pastor Daryl Hammond bringing it. We got a couple sermons we're going to be uploading soon from him, from his Truth and Life Family Worship Center. That's right off of Alameda, Baltimore, Maryland. Big supporter of PositivePower21.org. Also, Pastor Virginia Singleton will be here soon. You can still catch her Bible study, so you can go out there and catch her show right out there on Spreaker Radio. So you get Spreaker Radio on Spreaker.com with an R, not Spreaker, but Spreaker. All right. And also, you go to our website and you can find her show also. And don't forget about Kimmy Kim, Elations Radio. She comes to us every day right here on PositivePower21.org with a lot of spiritual devotion. She brings some powerful ministers from around the country. A lot of these guys she met right on LinkedIn, and they've been doing so well, especially from the Chicago area. And speaking of Chicago, don't forget about Pastor Gerald Manuel. His ministry will be coming here soon. We're very excited about him. You can catch him out there right now. We're trying to bring him with his simulcast in high definition, so we're working with him right now. So we're going to be streaming him soon from Blog Talk Radio. So those of you out there looking for a ministry, an online ministry, I mean, we have millions of people looking to be part of your ministry. Of course, our social media and our radio social media platform is over 14 million. Some of our podcasts are really doing really well. Their following is in the hundreds of thousands, which is so unbelievable how this thing is working. We got T Spence on Tea Time. Remember, she used to be on the red carpet in Hollywood, and she's bringing a very powerful empowerment show for women. Of course, we're touching on real sensitive subjects like molestation, abuse, and, man, that's like a real big topic right now, domestic abuse. And she covers those topics almost every show. People are just basically just telling the truth right now. It's reality in this world. And so she's bringing it right here to Positive Power 21. So if you're one of those people, you're having problems with it, and you need encouragement to get out of your situation, tune in to T. Spence. She will encourage you to walk away, get out of it fast. All right, and I close with her, but I just sit back and let the ladies do that thing. All right, so remember, that's T. Spence on Tea Time. That's on 30, but you can find on demand right here on PositivePower21.org. All right, we're ready to close it out. We got Pastor Sherry Grant here. Our big-time play is here in the Baltimore area, playing right at her venue, Maximum Life Christian Church, all right, in Baltimore. Yeah. All right, yeah. So you ready to close us out, Pastor? You want to do a prayer, or you just want to give some people encouragement? It's up to you.
I just want to encourage somebody tonight. I don't know what it is that you're going through. I don't know what it is that you're facing, but oftentimes we focus on our issues, and God has really given us so much that we have, and he wants us to make an impact during this time that we're here on this earth. And so I preached a message recently from Genesis where God made man out of the dirt, the dust of the ground. And my message was, what are you doing with your dirt? And so my message to you today is, what are you doing with the potential that God has placed on the inside of you? How are you making an impact? What are you doing? And outside of sitting around playing a victim and complaining about what you don't have, I want you to just really be thankful and grateful for what you do have. Take a moment to talk to God and to search your soul and to find out what it is that you're passionate about. What is it that you're gifted to do? Because there's something that you're gifted to do that nobody else on this earth can do. And so it's in you. And just like Paul said to his spiritual son, Timothy, I say to you tonight, stir up the gift that is on the inside of you. Do something with the dirt that God has given you and make a positive impact on the people that you are connected to.
Amen. That's powerful. And, Pastor, we heard you have a service called Super Sunday. And
yes.
When can people come out and join you in Super Sundays?
Super Sunday is every second Sunday of the month, and that is our family and friends day, and we have a wonderful
service prepared, and we also have a wonderful fellowship time and meal prepared where you can sit down and eat a delicious meal on us, with us, and, you know, so you'll be fed spiritually and physically, and we just open up our arms, open up our doors to everyone to come to 1928 Woodlawn Drive and come and join the family and see what God can do in your life when you connect with a family of believers that will encourage Amen. You and love you right where you are.
Amen. That sounds awesome. Well, I'm definitely interested in being there. I was just telling Angie, I said, yeah, Angie, you know, I do live podcasts, you know, during church service. I said, I'd love to, you know, come by and set up our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
She said, talk to Pastor Sherry. She would love that. So I said, okay, we're going to talk to her about it. All right.
Sound good. Jerry,
sound like a
so
date.
Thank you so much. Nice
You're
to
welcome.
Meet you, and thank you so much for giving me this opportunity.
You're welcome. And if you can hold the line after we close the show out, okay? Can you do
okay.
that?
Yes.
All right, just 5 minutes. All right, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you guys all the time, if you want to hear the good stuff, you got to come out to PositivePower21.org for Jerry Voice Live Worldwide. And don't forget about my cast. They're streaming on Spreaker Radio 24/7. That's right. Not me anymore. I have friends now. So not no fake friends. Real friends.
Ah, yes.
That's right. There's about 20 of them. You want to hear some good gospel music, independence and mainstream playing right here. But, of course, we love the independence. Oh, they have some beautiful music. You got to check them out. So much talent out here. Don't forget about Sector 7 Incorporated.com. They're looking for you. They're looking for special talent. Go to their website, sign up for the talent search. And they also have this item called a black card, which I think you pay $25, and you're kind of in their system. So they'd be able to bring work to you. It's almost like being signed up to one of those casting call agencies or whatever. But check it out. Read up all about it. Kenneth Hutchins is there to help you out. William Benson III, he's there. Tanika Joy is there to help you. And, of course, Keisha Dreams, one of their big acts to come out of there. She's all over the internet. Check out her video, Keisha Dreams. She got a brand-new CD out, videos out, and a book called Survival Kit. That's right. She was a victim of domestic abuse, and she's here to help you, to teach you how to overcome it. She's now a very successful entrepreneur, and she's about to get into acting. That's right. She's going to be in a big film coming out in January 2016. So all that is happening. All right, so check her out, y'all. She's going to encourage you to take control of your life. All right? I'm Jerry Voice Live. I'm worldwide.
Thank you for tuning in to Jerry Voice Live on PositivePower21.org and Spreaker.com/PositivePower21. This is a Voice Enterprises production. And don't forget about replay on Facebook.com/Jerry Voice Live.
All right, everybody, stay awesome all week long.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.